We're back here on KSOM. We're talking high school football, and certainly Harlan in a tough spot after the first three games of the season, but there's still a lot of football yet to be played. Three games, three losses, including a tough defeat at the hands of their rivals, the Titans, Lewis Central, last week. Head coach Todd Blatt joins me now. And coach, how do you evaluate your football team and look at it after these first three games?
Well, I think you have to look at it from the perspective of, there's a lot of football, like you said, and the playoffs, they're leaning towards district champions, and that's something that we are still in control of our own destiny on that. So we've got to look forward, and you can look from the past and improve and make corrections, but we've got to focus on what we can control, and that's next week's game against Denison.
So do you make changes? I mean, if any, what are you looking at? What areas do you have to identify, as you begin to try and turn things around here?
Well, football is pretty simple. There's three things that can win you a lot of football games. It's turnover margin, eliminating the missed tackles, creating explosive plays, and eliminating explosive plays. So, that's kind of what we're gonna focus on, and see if we can get those facets of the game, shorn up. And if we can do that, we can start winning some games.
Of those three areas, I mean, which ones have concerned you the most? Which ones have you been exposed to the most, do you think?
Well, right now it's the turnover margin. Anybody that knows anything about football, turnover margin's huge. It takes a possession away from you and gives another one to the bad guys, if you will. So we've got to do a better job of taking care of the ball on offense and do a better job on defense creating turnover opportunities.
Is it so let me ask you about Gabe Arkfeld. And he does have three touchdown passes but four interceptions. What has been his decision-making? He's also thrown for nearly 500 yards, which is, it's pretty good. Solid numbers there from a passing perspective. But what about those picks, and what have you seen there that you can correct?
Yeah, there's a couple of bad decisions in there, untimely situations in a couple of them, and a few of them. We're just maybe not the best situation for him, and he's got to learn how to throw that away and live to have another down. Second down interceptions are kind of a real faux pas for quarterbacks, so we want to eliminate that and live to see another day on that down. But he's going to keep growing, and keep getting better, and he's going to have guys step up and get open for him. That's a big part of it. So we're going to work on that this week. We're going to give him some simple things that they can adjust. And we saw some things on film that we can do a heck of a lot better. And that's what we're going to look at this week.
How about the running game and blocking for backs, or just the running game in general, either from an offensive line or running back situation? That might be a way to help out Gabe a little bit, get a few more yards there. And you wanted to get him more involved in the running game, but I don't think you've been able to because you've been behind. Is that probably fair?
Yeah, in the last two games, we've been kind of behind the eight ball and forced to, try to preserve time a little bit. We can't go on a 14-16 play drive and eat up 8 minutes when you're down by a couple touchdowns there. You can. But I think, we felt a little pressure on it, and maybe got a little greedy. I'm not sure, but we're gonna shore up some things, and we were doing some good things in the offensive line, no doubt. And our backs are gonna see those holes and start hitting them, the only thing we can do is keep trying to get guys in the right position to make plays, and that's what we're gonna try to do Friday night.
What do you like about the defense? I mean, who has stood out for you there so far?
Well, I think the defense as a whole has played pretty darn tough. We've given them some short fields with some turnover situations that have allowed some, fairly easy touchdowns, but You know, just you shorten that field and you get the momentum swing on turnovers and bad things can come about. You know, but I thought our defense had a really nice stand on a unfortunate turnover on Friday night. They held LC to no points on that, you know, turning the ball inside the 25 or 30 yard line. I can't remember exactly. So there's guys over there that are making great plays. You know, Sam Shields is really, really tough, you know, in coverage. And Dallas at linebacker, he's kind of a force in there with Brody Bendorf. And we've got, you know, about 6'8" D linemen that rotate in there that give us great looks when they're in there and they do their job. So we just got to shore up some things and focus on those big three and see where that takes us.
What about just the mentality of the guys? I mean, it must be hard after the first 3 weeks. Things haven't gone their way. Like I said, I mean, Harlan's got a pride tradition. The community, I don't want to say is panicking, but, and you know, and you were probably not that, and that's a hard word to use. But what have you done just to try and pick the guys up and keep them focused on the next challenge ahead?
Winning and losing is a big deal, and it's not easy. Anybody that's ever played football, it's hard to win football games. Most of the time, in a lot of situations, you typically lose football games instead of win football games. Any coach will tell you that. So we got to shore up the mistakes, shore up our penalties. You know, like I said, turnovers. If you're in space, you got to make plays out in space and not let broken tackles happen. And we got to break some tackles. You know, and you start doing those things, and we'll let the chips fall where they may at that point. But I think you guys know that we are in control of what we can control here. It's not the season isn't over. It's only, you know, technically the preseason, if you will. So in all intents and purposes, these games are just that. They're preseason, and when we get to district play, we've got to show the improvement and learn from our mistakes, and we'll take it from there.
And before we talk about Denison, I mean, just to piggyback a little bit on that, you got to look at your district right now. I mean, district number 6 in 3A just looks to be wide open. I mean, anybody looks like they, you know, there's no one team that stands out more than the other, and that's does that give the team a little bit of hope on that angle as you know, maybe that's looking ahead a little bit, but still, that's got to be a positive sign.
Yeah, we want to just focus on Friday night. You know, at this point, you got to take them one at a time because each game's a playoff game now. You know, I think Southeast Polk kind of shocked the entire state last year going 0-4 and then coming all the way back. Or was that last year or 2 years ago they did that? And then won the state title. So it's no reason to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater here. We're doing some good things. We just got to execute and find the inches on the field and go get it.
So what are going to be the challenges with Dennis and Schleswig?
I think it's just, you know, execution. We're going to focus on what I already talked about. You know, we have to do those things better. And if we do, it puts us in a great position to win the game.
In terms of what you have to focus on the field with the Monarchs, what do you see in their scouting report? They got pretty even pass rush kind of distribution. Looks like a little bit stronger in the run category. What are their weapons that you have to focus in on?
Well, I don't really want to talk about all the things we're going to try to expose, but I think there's a few things that we can do to put our kids into position to make plays on the field defensively and offensively. There's definitely some opportunities out there. So we're going to get a game plan together here this week and see today if we can kind of execute that in practice. And then we'll go back and talk about it, try to get something exactly what we're going to be doing and, you know, shine and polish it on Thursday and then put it out on the field on Friday.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against DS. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you. Go Cyclones.
Todd Blatt, head coach for Harlan football. Joining us here on KSOM.